All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, April 20th. So yesterday, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin was on CNN gabbing about how great things are going with the stimulus and the Get My Payment tool in particular. Yes, millionaire hedge fund Mnuchin. And not by his own doing, mind you. His daddy was a partner at Goldman Sachs in charge of equity trading, okay? Daddy also had a freaking art gallery in New York. Mnuchin Gallery, look it up. So yes, Silver Spoon Mnuchin was talking about how great the stimulus is going for everybody. For everybody on their last dime, you know, it's just going great. Here's what he said. I'd just like to give a quick pitch for people to go to irs.gov and click on Get My Payment. We've had 5 million people who have uploaded their instructions, speaking of direct deposit instructions, of course. We'd ask more people to do that. And later he said, it's much safer to send out direct deposits than to send out paper checks. Dude, Mnuchin, are you tone deaf? Or do your little alcoholic IRS sycophants not tell you what's really going on? How people did exactly what you supposedly want them to do, that is go to irs.gov and click on Get My Payment and input their direct deposit instructions. And how people did just that, and your little website that you pitched so favorably said that everything was good and it would be direct deposited. And then they go back and see that they're getting a paper check to be sent out on April 24th. What's up with that, man? And how people are seeing their social security number pop up where their bank account information should be in this awesome, great Get My Payment tool. And how some people can't even get that far because they're getting an error that says the IRS can't validate the information they're inputting. And how people whose spouse is behind on child support and they've always filed injured spouse, as they should have, and their entire stimulus was taken, not just the child support spouses. It's just stupid. And then Mnuchin has the gall to get on CNN and talk about how great it's going. Anyway, as I've talked about before, the CARES Act does not prohibit your stimulus payment from being seized by private debt collectors with a garnishment order. However, some state governors are signing executive orders to prevent this from happening. Oregon, Illinois, Washington State, I'm sure we'll see some others. In other news, Congress is apparently close to agreeing, an agreement between Republicans and Democrats on a deal that would infuse more funding into the SBA Paycheck Protection Program. That's the forgivable loan program. I did a video on that when it first came out a few weeks ago. What else? Of course, there's these funny stories about people getting millions of dollars for the stimulus on accident. You can go Google it, all right? But right now, I want to get to the questions, right? Because people seem to like me answering the questions. So, Leisha Blunt asks, I am married but filed separately. Will we get our stimulus separately? The answer to that, Leisha, is yes, you will. Separate taxpayers in the eyes of the IRS will get separate stimulus payments. Source Thermo asks, what if you haven't filed a tax return in 25 years? Can you still get your stimulus? Yes, you can. You would just have to use the IRS tool for non-filers that I did a video about recently. So go check that one out where I explained that tool and do a walkthrough in thorough detail. Of course, if you actually have a filing obligation, maybe this is what your question is getting at. If you actually have a filing obligation, you should actually file your 2019 tax return, but I'm assuming you don't. Lickshot asks, I just want to know, the IRS Get My Payment tool ain't working, but down the end, will I get my stimulus check some way, somehow? I'm worried because I moved, also no bank info. Let me know, thank you. Well, Lickshot, it sounds like you don't have a bank account, at least that's what it sounds like in your question, and you're having trouble with the IRS Get My Payment tool. Join the club. So I would still say try to use the Get My Payment tool, but I would also recommend that you set up mail forwarding with the U.S. Postal Service immediately, so any mail you get at your old address will be forwarded to your new address. Okay. Adam and Peggy asked, I get SSI, my husband doesn't. This sounds like it's Peggy asking. So Peggy asks, I get SSI, my husband doesn't, nor does he work. Will they add his money to my Direct Express, or does he need to use the IRS tool for non-filers? He would need to use the IRS tool for non-filers if he doesn't file a tax return, doesn't get Social Security retirement, doesn't get SSI, doesn't get SSDI, doesn't get veterans benefits. So if he's off the grid, so to speak, you being on the grid won't get him his stimulus payment. He needs to get on the IRS's radar, okay, on their grid. And the way for someone in his situation to get on the IRS's radar is to use the IRS portal for non-filers. Melissa asks, my parent claimed me on 2018 tax, but not on 2018 tax. Am I able to get my stimulus check? The answer is yes. Yes, you can, assuming you make under the income limits and you have a Social Security number. You will have to file a 2019 tax return and make sure you don't check the box that asks if you can be claimed as a dependent. If you're not required to file a 2019 tax return, then you should use the IRS tool for non-filers. Mildred Villafuerte asks, what if a non-custodial parent illegally claimed a child for stimulus? What can custodial parent do? Well, Mildred, I assume you have the full right to claim the child and you have not released the right to claim your child to the non-custodial parents. Obviously, otherwise you wouldn't be asking this question. Well, the good news is that this can be fixed. The bad news is the fix isn't easy and it may not be fixed until possibly next year's tax return. Now, in a normal situation, this is what I would say. If you haven't filed your 2019 tax return yet, file it and claim your child, okay? The IRS will see the child is on both tax returns and will flag both yours and your ex's return, and they'll send out a notice to both of you asking you to each prove that you had the right to claim the child on your taxes. Your spouse, or your ex rather, will presumably not have the proof, but you will, so that would fix that. Problem. You said your ex already filed and claimed. You said for stimulus purposes, but I assume that means on their tax return. And I assume you're referring to a 2019 return. So if you go to e-filer 2019 return, it will likely be rejected because your ex already filed and they presumably e-filed and claimed the child. So your e-file would be rejected, okay? Now in a normal world, I'd say, okay, go paper file. Problem. IRS isn't accepting paper files right now due to everything going on. So I would still say submit your paper file tax return claiming the child. Just know that this probably won't be fixed anytime soon because the IRS isn't currently processing paper returns. Unfortunately, your ex will likely get the $500 for the stimulus for the child, but it can be fixed. It will just take a while, okay? Vincent asks, I filed through non-filers for stimulus check. I wasn't supposed to. What happens to the check? Will it go to paper check? And also, will this be a problem when I file 2019? So Vincent, in this case, you will likely get your stimulus. It will hopefully go to direct deposit if you put direct deposit information in the IRS tool for non-filers, but who knows? Lots of people who you think would be getting direct deposit seem to be getting paper checks, at least according to the IRS Get My Payment tool. This all said, this will likely cause problems when you actually go to file your 2019 tax return, okay? Because the IRS portal for non-filers is for just that, non-filers. You actually had a filing obligation for 2019, but you still use that tool. So it will probably cause a problem when filing your 2019 return, unless this problem is so widespread in the population that the IRS figures will work around, okay? So unless the IRS and the tax software programs have a fix for this, I suspect you may have to paper file your 2019 tax returns and perhaps submit an explanation of what happened to the IRS, how you should have used the portal when you actually shouldn't have. I mean, maybe the IRS is going to issue guidance that you might even have to file an amended return. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the IRS is going to do. I know a lot of people have incorrectly used the tool for non-filers, so we're just going to have to wait and see. Okay. Now, they won't ask for the stimulus back, okay? You're still eligible, but it will just be kind of annoying when it comes to actually doing your real 2019 tax return. If you're expecting a refund, that might be delayed and all that stuff, okay? Mike N. asks, if I file TurboTax for a simple tax return to just only get my stimulus payment and they have my direct deposit info correctly and I'm on SSI and SSDI too, will this mess anything up? So no, Mike, filing that simple tax return won't mess you up. Scott Meadows asks, I didn't file my 2018 or 2019 yet. Will I get a payment or do I need to file ASAP? So it doesn't sound like you're on Social Security or anything because I think you would have mentioned that. So assuming you're not, you should file ASAP, okay? If you have a filing obligation, file your real tax returns. If you actually have to file a real tax return, do that, okay? Do not use the IRS tool for non-filers if you make over the amounts that require you to file a tax return. However, Scott, if you don't have a filing requirement for 2019 because you didn't make enough money, you can use the IRS portal for non-filers. Margaret Ramirez asks, here's a tricky question. What if my son is working and wasn't able to file because they told him he already filed, meaning someone is using his Social Security number? Wow. So, Margaret, he may have bigger problems than just this $1,200 check if someone is fraudulently using his social security number. I would first recommend he go to identitytheft.gov. Okay, this is a government website, free resources, free website, not trying to sell you anything there. Just go there for the steps to take in the situation. This isn't tax specific, but there's good information there, and he wants to make sure he's covered all his bases. That said, as it relates to the IRS and to his tax returns and to his stimulus, similar to the question previously about a non-custodial parent illegally claiming a child, this can be fixed with the IRS, but it's just going to be a process. He shouldn't expect a stimulus payment anytime soon, unfortunately, because of what happened. So if your son hasn't yet filed IRS form 14039, Identity Theft Affidavit, I would recommend he file that ASAP. Similar to the other question, know that it might not be processed immediately. Not that the IRS has ever processed things immediately, but know that the IRS really isn't processing paper right now. So Eduardo Reynoso asks, I did my 2018 taxes, but the student loans took it away from my tax return. I haven't done my 2019 taxes. Can I still get a stimulus check? Yes, you can, Eduardo. Just because you're behind on federal student loans, which, by the way, there's a payment holiday for 6 months on federal student loans, and your refund had been seized because you're behind on your federal student loans, doesn't mean that your stimulus will be seized. So if you're behind on federal student loans, back taxes, all those government debts, you'll still get your stimulus, okay? The only exception is past due child support. Okay, so as far as government debts go, the only thing that can prevent you from getting a stimulus is past due child support. Alexander Williams asks, my roommate is on SSDI instead of SSI because of his mom passing, and he is getting scared that they overlooked him. He has never worked in his life. Is there a way to check the status of his payment? Okay, so it sounds like you're referring to some survivor benefits here. And as long as he is otherwise eligible, he should get his payment automatically. Okay, the SSA said that survivor's benefits are covered, okay, in terms of getting the stimulus automatically. That said, the only way to check the status of a payment is the IRS Get My Payment tool, which, as of right now, is not updated for those receiving benefits administered by the Social Security Administration, okay? David Moore asks, can someone give us a specific date on the actual, not estimated time when SSI recipients will get our money? David, sorry, I cannot give you an actual date. Treasury and SSA said no later than early May. And even if the IRS gave us a specific date, as we learned last week, I wouldn't really trust it in the first place. Kathy M. asks, what about people in Social Security retirement that didn't file taxes because they didn't make enough to file? So supposedly this week is the week when people in your scenario are supposed to receive their direct deposit. So that's the latest we've heard. Will it happen? I don't know. Buddy asks, hi Logan, my daughter is 36 years of age. She has never worked. Can I put her as a dependent? Can she receive a stimulus check? So, buddy, if you provide more than half of her support, you can claim her as a dependent on your tax return, which may have tax benefits for you, but it won't benefit you from a stimulus perspective because the additional $500 is only for dependents under the age of 17. Now, you also ask, can she receive a stimulus check? She cannot if she's eligible to be claimed as a dependent, okay? So if someone, maybe you, provides more than half of her support during the year, then that means she can be claimed as a dependent and she is not eligible for a stimulus check. Okay. However, if you only provide 25% of her support, okay, and someone else provides 25%, someone else provides 25%, someone else provides 25%, so that no one individual provides more than half of her support, then therefore no one can claim her as dependent, and she would therefore be eligible for a stimulus check. She would have to use the IRS portal for non-filers. I did a video about on April 10th. Okay, so check that out if you think that could apply. Marta Garcia asks, I received my 2019 tax refund via direct deposit on April 17th, but I didn't receive the stimulus. Will I receive it this coming week? Marta, I sure hope so. I cannot tell the future. I would have hoped you would have received it last week, but apparently you didn't. Just know that I wouldn't be alarmed that you've received your refund, but not your stimulus. This seems to be a very common circumstance. Judith says, I have two children, age 17 and 11 years old, and I filed them both from 2018 to 2019 income tax. I got my $1,200 stimulus, but I didn't receive the $500 for my children. Judith, all I can say is that the IRS screwed up, okay? If you claimed your children and no one else did, and you're sure of that, you should have gotten $500 for each of them. So $1,000, right, for the two of them. The IRS did say they would send out a letter approximately 15 days after issuing your stimulus payment. And there's supposedly instructions on there about what to do if you have any issues with your stimulus payment. So look out for that. If it turns out the IRS cannot remedy this in 2020, then you will be made whole on your 2020 tax return that you're going to file in 2021. You can claim the $1,000 for them then, okay? All right, that's it. My voice is kind of going. Happy Monday. Hope all your checks come out this week. I know they probably won't if you're expecting a paper check, but for those of you on direct deposit, I really hope it comes from you because I know a lot of you are anxiously awaiting this money. So hang in there, okay? And I'll see you tomorrow, if not later today.